Alive Inside director Michael Rosato Bennett says he thought his movie wouldn't even make it to Sundance, let alone win the Audience Award at the festival this year. It's the documentary that chronicles the experience of Dan Cohen, a social worker who brings iPods and headphones into a nursing home. It's not just any music, and they're not just any patients. They're Alzheimer's patients, and Cohen lets them hear, with headphones, the music that was crucial to them at some formative point in their lives. What Cohen found, says Rosato Bennett, was staggering.
It's an amazing experience to see. I mean, you will see something that in some way has never been shown before, this sort of aliveness in people that we think are no longer there, no longer with us, no longer human, but the depth of being that's inside these people is can be staggering, actually. And it's moved me tremendously, and that's why I spent, you know, years making the film, and I've been really overwhelmed by the response.
It woke up people who hadn't shown much life for a very long time.
He was like, you know, what would happen if you really searched for a person's deepest music, the music that kind of went into them when they were young, when they were forming, when their minds, when their dancing cells, if you will, was forming, you know, what would that do?
He said the power of music, as he discovered when making the movie, is far beyond what we can imagine.
I say everyone in some way has a deep connection to music, and that connection, that musical connection, stays alive in our brains when we have memory loss longer than anything else, and it uses more of the brain than any other human stimulus. So it's an uncharted world, and it's incredibly deep, and I promise you, if you come to our film, you will experience something that will move you.
When the movie made such a splash, Rosato Bennett vowed to begin a new project, which is a phone app enabling people to establish a playlist. It's an effort to get more music to more people in places like nursing homes. And he's had a lot of support, he says, from local businesses.
Utah has just been incredible. Skull Candy donated a lot of money, both to help us with getting the message of the film out there. They've donated headphones. Zion Bank, one of your local banks, has been incredibly instrumental and supportive of the whole process. And they've already started rolling this out in Utah. We're just amazed that they saw the movie and they said, let's do this for Utah. And they're doing it.
That's Michael Rosato Bennett, director of Alive Inside. He'll be joining via Skype for a Q&A following the screening at the Park City Film Series at the Jim Santee Auditorium at 7 p.m. on Thursday. There's a suggested $10 donation for the movie. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.